This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. People are asking right now, and I know it's Friday, and oh my goodness, I would love to just give you good news all day long. Believe me, I would love to bring the good report in that alone. The only people that are going to be able to bring the good report, Numbers 13 and 14, are the people that actually are born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. Okay? Here's the good news for all of us. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. And if we're going to sit back and do nothing, we're going to get more of the bad news, not the good news. Okay? The good news always comes out at the end, doing all that we can do and leaving the results up to God. I just wanted to shoot that out there really quick. By the way, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please go over there really quick. You'll find Tim Brown's morning show on the right side, my show on the left side, and you can go ahead and click onto there and watch us live as well. Go to the top, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to that live feed over on Rumble. SOL Radio Live, that live feed on Rumble. Also, you can go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head here, friends. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. The list goes on. John 14:6, you get the point. Okay, so folks, here we have it. We have a lot to talk about today. I do want to tell you what I'm going to share with you today. I can almost guarantee you that there's very far and few between that know what in fact is happening through all of this smoke and mirrors played out by the mainstream media. And I just want to say this again before we kick into this, because it always comes to my aid. The Holy Ghost always quickens me. And the Bible says that he's the great remembrancer. And I also want people to understand that the word comforter, the Holy Ghost, who is the comforter, in fact, another facet of his office is to comfort. But understand the word comfort and what it's defined out to be in definition. And I'm talking about the fact that back in the East Coast, probably 15 years ago, had a friend that ran a Bible museum out there, and he actually had Charles Spurgeon's picture that hung in his study over there in England. And what it was a picture of a soldier with a sword in his hand prodding his soldiers forward back into the battle. And what it said on the bottom of the picture, it was tagged with the king comforting his soldiers. That's exactly right. We're always comforted. We always find joy in the Holy Ghost when we bear the cross, not when we throw off the cross. And God forbid that we be found to be unfaithful witnesses by being enemies of the cross rather than bearing our cross. And the reason I'm saying saying that again, friends, is because I want to bring good news, but what I'm going to share with you today, friends, is going to blow you 13 different directions, literally, because this is the information that just came up to my front door yesterday, and I needed to share it with you today. As a matter of fact, my mind's been set on it all last night and all of today, because I'm actually anticipating getting this information out there so people can understand the severity of how they are under attack in a very, very big way. And if you want to talk about specificity in the exacting of God's judgments, again, here, friends, here we are. I'm going to share that with you in just a minute. But before the end of the show here, while you are distracted, I guarantee you, you did not know that this was going on. And I always think of that of the angel of death when he said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. And which is a great segue into this very next point that I want to make. Yesterday, I highlighted the Gateway Pundit doing an exclusive video called The Truth About January 6th. Now, if you have not seen that, friends, I just did a brand new article with a tag to that documentary, which was very well put together. And it's called Criminalizing Patriots. That's what this government, and I'm talking about corruption again, but that's what this government is doing today, friends, is they are giving a free hand to criminalize patriots. And that's exactly what took place on January 6th. The government set up its own people, and yesterday I took the time to highlight the fact, if you watch the documentary, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Donald Trump, you know, his worshipers, they see no evil, hear no evil. Well, that's not how we're supposed to judge him, again, by what he says. We're supposed to, in fact, judge him by what he does, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And the reason I'm bringing that up, friends, is his worshipers say, you know what, this is the voice of a God, not of a man. And Donald Trump is a narcissist. He loves that. But we also know that Donald Trump, what he said and what he does say, the opposite is true. And I've showed you that 15 different ways from South, friends, concerning his transgressions and how much of a liar he is. Proverbs 19, John 8:44, considering the source. But when you go back to January 6th, you'll find that they first enticed them. Donald Trump enticed his followers to come to Washington, D.C. And then what did he do when they got there? Well, he said he wanted everybody to know how many people supported him, right? This is right before he left office. So he told fake news to go ahead and turn the cameras on all the massive amounts of his supporters, okay? Then the next thing he did is he directed the people to go to the Capitol. Okay. During this documentary, you'll see all of this, friends. You know, it's been said that a picture's worth a thousand words. What about a 45-minute documentary? Because it's all film, it's all testimonials, it's all of them that have been there and know exactly what they're talking about. And friends, it's shocking. It really is. If you've not seen something like this before, to believe that America is in such a position now that their own government is setting up their own people for the fall so they can accuse their political opposition, well, friends, that's where we're at, like it or not. Next point I wanted to make, too, is secondly, what they did is they entrapped the people. Donald Trump, as he led them to the Capitol, what they did is they then entrapped and led. They were led, of course, by FBI informants. We all know this. Okay, they were all paid provocateurs throughout the duration of the documentary, friends. Do yourself a service and watch it so you understand what's going on here. Every single one of those that continuously push the narrative of January 6th need to be incarcerated, and they need to be prosecuted for their crimes. And those 15 to 18 individuals, political prisoners that are in jail today, need to be let loose, and they need to be compensated, and they need to see justice upon the heads of those that committed these crimes. But secondly, they entrapped and they were led by the FBI informants to the kill zone. And once they got to the kill zone, thirdly, they were attacked and accused of the crimes that the Capitol Police were responsible for committing. Do yourself a favor. I did an article on Sons of Liberty Media.com, Criminalizing Patriots. The video is there.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I just kind of feel led to do this, so I'm just going to do this. I want you to see for yourself. It's a brand new documentary about January 6th. I'm going to put a little salt on your tongue right now so you get an idea from your own eyes, listening from your own ears as to what took place there, friends, because this stuff is incredible as to how this whole thing was orchestrated. And let me tell you something, friends, it was orchestrated from start to finish. Now, I don't know what's going on with this, but I have absolutely no sound, and I apologize for that. And why that would be, I don't understand that. I'm going to go ahead and I got no sound on the video, guys. I'm going to go ahead and try this again in just a second here. I got to make sure I'm all plugged in. I got no sound. Do we got sound? I got no sound. Need sound. Folks, I'm going to go on here until we get some sound going. Again, why that's happening, I have no idea. It is literally one thing after another in this ministry. And, folks, again, if you want to understand, here, let me tell you it this way until they get this situated. John Calvin, and I want you to listen to what he said about those that the Lord have adopted. Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome life. Okay? Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. Oh, my goodness, I'm here to tell you that's exactly the truth. No sound. What's that? Oh, we need GCN sound. Okay, guys, again, I'm sorry until we get this fixed. I'm just going to let it play out until we get some sound here because I'm going to need sound anyways. We highlighted yesterday, friends, going on to what took place at January 6th. The FBI arrested Michigan GOP gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly on January 6th. And the related charges are three to four misdemeanors. that were laid on him. Now misdemeanors, I guess somehow or another that's justifiable by using the FBI to raid somebody's home now. Do you see where this is going, Americans? And it's not going to stop. And again, read Amos 6:3. Okay, I already tried this, but I'm going to try it again, folks. I'm going back and forth right now trying to work this out. No sound. It's the computer. Do forgive me, folks. Some people just think for some reason or another, I guess, that this is just some second-rate job that we do over here. But we'll get it figured out. I wanted to highlight this, too. Speaking of Michigan, we have a Michigan senator criticized for touting electric car, dismissing surging gas prices. So the things that we were highlighting over the last couple of weeks concerning Elon Musk and how people are just being driven to go buy cars from Elon Musk. Well, here you have it again, friends. They're doing exactly what I told you they were doing. Michigan senator criticized for touting electric car, dismisses surging gas prices. No, the gas prices are going up because they're driving, okay, the agenda that they're pushing forward. They're driving people to buy brand new electric cars is what they're doing. That's why the gas prices are surging right now. For those that haven't figured that one out, here I'm here to tell you, I just looked it up this morning again, the Tesla's increased sales are now 68% up than what they were before. Also going to the next point, I want you to understand this as to where Tesla and Elon Musk, you know, America's new favorite guy, because they're too ignorant to figure out that he's a pawn, and they're driving attention and they're driving business to him as they're corralling the American people to go to him. Tesla sold a record 70,847 cars. Guess where they're made, friends? They're all made in China. See how this works? All made in China. It's a lot of stuff, a lot of things being talked about concerning China, isn't there? A lot of things being talked about concerning Russia, isn't there, friends? Yep, how many times have we warned, friends, that they're creating domestic insurrection within, okay? And on the outside, pay attention to Russia, pay attention to China. Okay? Because all eyes, all distractions are aimed at what? Domestic insurrection that the media and corrupt politicians are creating. So much for Tesla, friends, being the guy that, namely Elon Musk, the guy that everybody wanted him to be. He's selling you out, Americans. That's exactly what he's doing. We just got back from California a week and a half ago, and it was interesting to note how many Teslas we've seen out there. It was craziness. Then we find, going on, line upon line, precept upon precept, more Americans are buying electric vehicles right on cue, just like I told you, friends. You know, I think the hardest thing about what we do, at least here at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com with myself and my immediate ministry, is the fact that you can tell people until they're blue in the face. And I don't know why it is that Americans or people in general have to learn the hard way before they actually pay attention to the things that you try to share with them. Friends, you are playing to the designing ills of ill-designing men. You are playing the dupes to them is what you are doing. Okay? You are being laughed at every given step of the way. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. More Americans are buying electric vehicles as gas car sales fall. Of course. All by design. You're being played, to say the least. No sound. Sorry, guys. We're going to move on to the next point. Just highlighted this. You guys all see the guy out in Arizona. Seen the guy out in Arizona that was recently executed for shocking and vile murder of an 8-year-old girl. You know how long the American people supported this sick devil that should have been immediately executed? I mean, this man did everything under the sun that he could have done in violation of this little girl. Then he dismembers her body, okay? He's trying to make an appeal. He's looking to the American's version of mercy, that they might spare his life. Do you know how long it took our system of injustice to prosecute this man? Not only to prosecute him, but to finally execute him for his crimes that God told him to do a long time ago, not by suggestion, but by commandment. It took them 35 years. Americans paid for this criminal three squares, rehabilitation, you name it. You paid, the taxpayers in this country paid to support this man for 35 years before the system of corruption within our injustice system actually dropped the hammer on him. 35 years. You just can't even make this kind of stuff up, friends. But again, proving the point, did an article on June 9th, which was yesterday, would-be assassin John Hinckley Jr., you know, the guy that tried to shoot Ronald Reagan back in the 80s? Here, I want to throw something at you really quick, okay? Presidential assassin Charles G. Guiteau assassinated James Garfield on July 2nd, 1881. Okay, presidential assassin Leon Frank Zalgaz assassinated William McKinley on September 6, 1901. John Wilkes Booth, allegedly the man responsible for assassinating Abraham Lincoln on April 14, 1865. Do you know that the first assassin that killed James Garfield in 1881, do you know that he was hanged? Did you know that 5 days later? Did you know that the assassin of William McKinley, who assassinated McKinley in 1901, he was electrocuted. They put him in an electric chair. Okay, John Wilkes Booth, the man responsible, we're told, responsible for assassinating Abraham Lincoln on April 14th, 1865, he was shot and killed by a Union soldier within a burning barn. So there was instant justice. Do you know that John Hinckley Jr., I'm not making this up, would be John Hinckley Jr., the one that tried to kill the President of the United States of America back in the 80s, do you know that he is out of jail? The federal judge said, somehow or another, he needs to be impeached and prosecuted, that judge does. He said that he's no longer a threat to communities. Okay. Well, John Hinckley Jr. is out there making music, and guess what? In New York City, it's being reported that he has a sold-out arena to come watch him. Americans, let me tell you, if this is true, you deserve exactly what you have coming. That is not justice. That is injustice. That is not mercy. Folks, that is wicked, to say the least. And to suggest that this guy is not a threat to society after trying to kill the president. We've learned from history that assassins and those that try to assassinate, they were immediately judged, but somehow or another, they can be freed now, and they can go out and sell out arenas because they got a new life ahead of them. This is incredible, friends. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is appealing the British government's decision to extradite him to the United States. Assange faces 17 charges of espionage and one charge of computer misuse in the United States. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that a Trump administration program designed to restrict illegal immigration at the southern border can be stopped by the Biden administration. Appearing on Fox News, Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration's border control policies are leading to unsafe conditions for illegal immigrants and Americans.
The Biden border policy is an open border policy. It is one of the most uncompassionate things I've ever seen in my life.
Have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. This is USA Radio News. An American being held in Russia's trial is underway.
WNBA star and Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner was accused by a Russian prosecutor of moving a significant amount of cannabis oil during her first appearance in court Friday. U.S. Deputy Chief of Mission Elizabeth Rude outside the Moscow courtroom.
The Russian Federation has wrongfully detained Ms. Griner. Wrongful detention is unacceptable wherever it occurs, and it endangers the safety of everyone traveling, living, working, studying abroad.
Law experts in the United States say Ms. Griner will be found guilty in a Russian court as the judge presents the evidence and does most of the work in the trial. Proceedings will continue Thursday as Brittany faces 10 years in prison. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tesla vehicle deliveries fell quarter over quarter for the first time in more than 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Okay, I think we can get down to some serious business. Sorry for those technical problems, friends. What I want to do is I want to bring you over to January 6th. I want you to see this for yourself, and I want you to pay attention to how this was all set up. Donald Trump first told his supporters, his worshipers, to come to D.C., okay? Let's take it from there.
Hundreds of thousands of people here, and I just want them to be recognized by the fake news media. Turn your cameras, please.
See, he just wants to give himself accolades.
Because these people are not going to take it any longer.
Listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he's saying, friends. He's setting those.
FBI has arrested hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th insurrection.
Right here, we're
going to
walk down to the Capitol.
See, he's leading them to the Capitol.
And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
Jacob Lang is an American hero. He saved 2 lives on January 6th. Both of those men have signed sworn affidavits saying that the only reason why they're alive is because Jacob pulled them out of a pile of being crushed and suffocated to death. Jacob Lang is still sitting in jail.
90% of this documentary, friends, is
lie for a woman's life. You were considered to be a hero. But Jacob Lang did it on January 6th, 2 lives, and he's still incarcerated. So we need to tell that story.
America, you deserve the truth. You deserve the full story. You deserve to view the historic event of January 6th beyond the censored lens of mainstream media. Hello, I'm Jake Lang, a 27-year-old political prisoner that has been locked up in solitary confinement for over 17 months. The footage you are about about to witness has never before been seen by the public. It is the raw and uncut truth of January 6th, the day when free men and women stood unarmed against tyranny and were brutalized, beaten, and even murdered on the steps of our own capital. The patriotic event of the century, where brave Americans came together to defend the Constitution and free and fair elections.
So how did this peaceful protest end up becoming violent?
There was a peaceful protest at the Ellipse. It was one of many peaceful protests that had taken place across the country. There was a call to continue the protest that day, to go down and walk down to the Capitol.
Yep, they were being
peaceful.
Led by Trump to go in.
What happened on the way over is that peaceful walk was hijacked.
That peaceful walk was hijacked.
Groups of people with nefarious intent.
Police are squabbling with protesters. Oh, there we go. And they just reached the Capitol again.
The police, who were in charge of securing the perimeter, move aside the barricades and let the protesters, or rioters, or insurrections, whatever you want to call them, a lot of people still present, let them in the building.
How about the one guy? Go in, get in there, everybody. Yes, get in there, go. Nothing happens to him. What happened with him?
People were funneled into areas of the Capitol that were either undermanned or that had defenses had been taken down, barricades had been moved.
It was all orchestrated, folks. It was all orchestrated from start to finish.
There's a man called Ray Epps, who was a longtime conservative activist. He was captured on camera at least three times, possibly more, encouraging people on January 6th and the day before.
He's an
January
FBI 6th informant.
And January 5th, encouraging protesters to storm the Capitol.
Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol.
Not a word about this guy. People around him were calling him out for being in a Fed. This guy's going around trying to spark people up, to provoke people to storm the Capitol.
Is this guy going to be
he's
charged?
An FBI
Where is he?
Informant.
He's on the FBI most wanted list. Now he's not.
Exactly how many of those present at the Capitol?
No, as Donald tries to hide behind all of this, keep in mind, Donald called them to Washington, D.C. He called them there and then led them to the Capitol, where secondly, they were entrapped and then thirdly, attacked. And then blamed for the crimes of the Capitol Police. That's what happened. Folks, you got to check this out. This is insane. Don't look at this guy like he had no part to play. He was the one that led them to D.C., just for the record.
Complex on January 6th. We're FBI confidential informants, agents.
Man, he's as bad as Benito Mussolini. He is.
With an agency of the United States government.
We already voted.
It's the police that are provoking. It's the provocateurs that are provoking. And it's interesting as to how it plays out here, friends. See, they got him up here. And this guy with a megaphone, we got to fill up the Capitol. We got to fill up the Capitol. These are all provocateurs. They're paid. And when you watch the entire table of documentary,
the
friends.
The largest manhunt in American history conducted after this day, January 6th. We're still talking about it, as noted, a year later. And yet this guy is not only unidentified, nobody in the authority seems interested in the slightest in finding out who he is.
Any FBI agents or confidence.
Listen to this.
Actively participate in the events of January 6th.
Stonewalling, it's called.
Sir, I can't answer that.
I can't answer
any
that, says the FBI.
Confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th.
I can't answer that, sir.
I can't answer that.
Any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th.
Sir, I can't answer that.
Sir, I can't answer that.
Allegedly,
the head of the FBI.
The story goes that a man dropped off pipe bombs at the DNC and the RNC.
It's just incredible.
Showed us
we have all the evidence.
Individuals,
and people need to see the evidence.
Nobody telling us.
Because it's not the political prisoners that need to be incriminated or prosecuted.
Camera on every corner.
Yep.
The Capitol building, the White
Watch
House.
Watch this.
The
if
most
you're on social media platforms.
Possibly in the world. We're seeing Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan start to show that the FBI had some involvement in January 6th. We're urging supporters to go toward the Capitol building. What is your assessment as you're watching more and more of this information come out?
Well, I have been watching, and I've been watching it very closely, and a lot of people are being treated very unfairly. This should never happen in our country or any country.
No, I know. Folks, he's a pacifist. That's what he is. Yeah, I mean, some people are saying he's a shill. He's a total shill. He's a total stand-in. He just talks about how it should never happen, as if to suggest he doesn't have the power to put a stop to it or open an investigation. This is ridiculous, Americans. It's so obvious what's happening.
Especially
here.
When you look at the way the so-called other side is treated. But this pipe bomber or bomber, who knows if it was a pipe, who knows what it was.
On the video here, you have a man walking right in front of a Capitol Hill club. I can't see the rest of the writing there, but what's interesting is he's caught on camera waving as the police go by. He had a pipe bomb in his backpack, okay? Of course, nobody cares about this guy. It was all orchestrated, friends. There's no, after watching this documentary that the pundit just put out, it's absolutely so well done. I'm impressed to say the least. But let's watch the rest of this for the next 3 minutes.
I've seen pictures of
waves at the police officer.
Pictures, and you know that,
isn't that
they
interesting?
Do have cameras.
They're provocateurs.
Not just big cameras, they have many cameras on every corner. And I would imagine that
the more that we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. That's judgment.
That were at that protest for the right reason. It was a protest. You know, the insurrection was November 3rd, the election day. This was a protest about a rigged election.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened
he's provoking,
Democrats, which is what
he's
they're doing.
Provoking his people is what he's doing.
Media, that's what they've done.
You people
doing.
That are following this guy blindly, you need to open your eyes.
It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's death.
Yeah, you don't concede. He's provoking his worshipers to do this, right? Well, he let them right into it, but these are provocateurs. Now watch. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top
so
left side of the page.
Who was capable of actually opening this lock?
Before it's news.com, top left side of the page.
It was a magnetic lock system, and the door could be opened from distance. That's the mystery. Who opened this door?
People
had
were opening the doors for these people to come through the doors. It was all orchestrated.
And the gentleman who actually was walking to the door and signaled up and asked the person to open the door, he has not been arrested yet. And
yeah, of course not. He's an inconvenience. That's why they're ignoring him. Doesn't fit the narrative. Yeah, the police are now enticing protesters to come into the Capitol. Calmly, by the way, they are.
They broke through the police line and people are going in. The doors are open!
Okay, and the police are standing there allowing them to go into the Capitol. They're being encouraged to do so. They're setting the stage, folks, is what they're doing. Okay? And, I guess I've done my part in showing you, friends, what it is that many need to take the time and watch again. It's an exclusive, The Truth About January 6th. You know, I got to be honest with you, before I really got to yesterday's show, I had to ask myself, am I missing something about January 6th? Because I've seen the history of this government and the agencies that have been used. over and over and over again responsible for the crimes that they blamed their political opposition for. And interestingly enough, somebody sent me this documentary yesterday, and it was released on June 6th. So you want to talk about the Lord bringing things in so people can see this documentary that the Gateway Pundit just put out, The Truth About January 6th. It's gonna squelch all question marks.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms before it's news.com, top left side of the page, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to get back to you in just a moment. I'm going to take Johnny from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, John?
Good day, Bradley. I just want to say thanks again for everything you do. I don't know what this fallen world would do without a guy like you, but I just wanted to point out Donald Trump's accomplice in this. Alex Jones had a rally on the exact same date and led all of his followers there. And nobody is talking about how Alex Jones was there bringing all of his followers. And not to mention, the day that Trump took office, Webster Tarpley, who worked for Alex Jones, got an office job inside of the White House. And there's the connection. And Alex Jones is connected to all these people big time, and he's a gatekeeper. And I've always said we have a big problem with the left, the right, and the fake right. And the fake right is Alex Jones and Glenn Beck's and Rush Limbaugh's. They are there to steer the people right back to the barbecue grill. And I'm telling you now, they're all connected.
Johnny,
and they are surrounding you, Bradley.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They can surround me all they want. They need to read and understand who my father is first and foremost, because I'm
not correct.
And I fear none of that. Psalm 27, verse 1, you'll understand. David understood it. I understand it. And they're going to understand it. That's, in fact, what they do. As a matter of fact, King David said, those that gather together against us, that they would fall for his name's sake, and that King David prayed to the Lord that he would dash them one against another in the process of doing that. And I could spend 20 minutes just answering what you just said. I so appreciate you calling in, because I cannot tell you how many times I have been told or questioned about my understanding of who Alex Jones is. I do know this, and I can go directly to, I got a direct line, two people that know him, and I think people that are close to him, let's say a layer out, you know, they don't know. They know as much as they're allowed to know, but so many people have asked me the question, is he a shill? I know that he was called out on a national program before, that he was a shill. It's been brought to him on camera that, you know, it's interesting, all these people that are dying around you, but nothing has befallen you. I've heard that. I've seen that. But for me to sit here and tell you exactly who he is, I can tell you I've had my questions since the very beginning of Alex Jones as well. I mean, he's done a lot of good things, but it seems like him, as well as the other controlled operatives, if Alex is a part of that, they do nothing but bring the negative report. They're not enforcing the law. They're not making reference to the law. They're not equipping the people with the knowledge to bring about the resolve, namely justice, Isaiah 26.
They highlight the law, like you say.
They highlight the crime. They don't highlight the law.
That's correct. They highlight the crime, my fault.
That's right.
Make one more statement.
Sure.
If they have the smoking gun on Trump, why don't they arrest him first?
It's crazy. Well, you know as well as I do that that's not going to happen. Albert Pike that said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. And if the people can't do what the Bible says in judging men, namely Donald Trump, I mean, the guy, if people would pay attention to it, Johnny, it's like he says one thing. Just go look on the record as to what he did, and you're going to find out he's lying to the people every step of the way, and he has for years. He's a part of the club is what he is, and he's a major part of the problem. But I believe that in more ways than one, he was put up as a hero to the people, and he never did what he promised that he was going to do when he said that he was going to drain the swamp. And that's what I was looking for. But now we can see, and I'm thinking of Psalm 12:8, why do the wicked walk on the other on every side? Well, because vile men are exalted. Those people were never dealt with. They were never judged. They were never prosecuted. And right there alone, if that doesn't tell you what you're dealing with when it comes to a Donald Trump, I can't help you. And Johnny, one more thing. I 100% believe that Donald Trump is the accomplice in enticing them people to go there, and then not only to go to Washington, but then to go to the Capitol, where they were entrapped, and then they were attacked, and then accused for the crimes that the Capitol Police committed against them. That's how you attack your political opposition, no doubt. Yeah.
Right. I believe Alex Jones and Donald Trump were part of the Operation Jade Helm project to help identify all of the anti-New World Order types, and they have successfully pulled it off. And not to mention, it was 45 seconds after Trump was inaugurated, he gave a speech to Hillary thanking her and how we should commend her for all the hard work she's done over all of the years. That gave it away for me instantly. I mean, 45 seconds into him being elected, he showed his true colors, just like all the others. We've been sold a box of rocks. He's Bush 3.0.
That's right.
I love you. Thanks for being strong with God, man.
Amen.
Because that's the key to all this. None of it matters, you know. What matters is God and doing the right thing. It's just giving up everything you have, and nothing matters at this point except for your relationship with God, you know. And once everybody starts figuring that out, some things will start happening for us. But if we keep on just living in this cesspool of filth, we're never going to make it out of this. And
that's right.
Bradley, I just say thank you for being such a strong man in the faith of God. Man, I love you. Keep up the good work. And Tim Brown rocks too, man.
I totally appreciate it. And I'm sure Tim's hearing that right now. So we totally appreciate you, Johnny. For the sake of time, again, thank you for that call. I totally appreciate that. Thanks for bringing that to the light because, again, I hear it all the time. Questions, is Alex a shill? Well, again, friends, let me say this. Controlled opposition is not going to bring about the resolve. I don't care if you're out there protesting with a megaphone or not. You got to educate people as to what the law says in condemning the crimes of the guilty. And if that's not done, then you're probably dealing with someone that's ignorant or they're inadvertently doing what they're doing, thinking that they're doing a service to the people, or they're paid to do it. They're paid provocateurs or they're controlled opposition because that's the best that you have. Now, listen, I've got to get to this, and I just want to lay this on you. I got you for 2 hours tomorrow. I'll be able to go over a lot more of this. It's been a rough couple days here, friends, in Minnesota. We've had all of these issues going on with our computers and the such. Why? We don't know. The censorship going on, you know why that's happening, but we're getting on top of it again, so do forgive me over the last couple days as to the shows that you've been listening to. We're bringing you the information. You have to respond to it, and I want to bring more information to you right now. If you go to Deuteronomy 28, and you look at 31, verse 31, it's under the judgments of God. I want you to listen to this because most people did not know this. This all took place during the pandemic while you were being distracted. So you ready for this? Wisconsin River Meats Processing Facility destroyed by fire in Mauston, Wisconsin, February 5th. February 15th, Bonanza Meat Company goes up in flames in El Paso, Texas. February 22nd, Shears Foods Food Processing Plant explodes in Hemingston, Oregon. It's kind of hard to see. March 17th, the Nestle food plant extensively damaged in fire and new production destroyed in Jonesboro, Arkansas. March 19th, Walmart Food Distribution Center catches fire in Plainfield, Indiana. March 24th, major fire at McCrumb potato plants in Belfast, Maine. March 29th, Maricopa food plant burns down 50,000 pounds of food destroyed again in Maricopa, Arizona. Then we have March 31st, Rio Fresh Onion Factory damaged by fire in San Juan, Texas. The more that we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. Going on, Azure Standard, nation's premier independent distributor of organic and healthy food, was destroyed by fire in Dufour, Oregon. That was on the 19th. The 21st, plane crashes into and destroys General Mills factory near Atlanta, Georgia. 4/30/21, Monmouth Smithfield food pork processing plant burns down. Memphis Kellogg plants on the 21st burns down. I'm sorry, on 7/25/21. 8/13/21, JBS beef plant burns down. 8/24/21, Palak Meat Company burns down. 7/30/21, Tyson River Valley ingredient plant burns down. 11/15/21, Guerin County food plant burns down. 11/29/21, Made Right Steak Company burns down. 12/13/21, and San Antonio Food Processing West Side Foods burns down. 1/7/22, Hamilton Mountain Poultry Processing Plant burns down. Cargill Nutrien Food or Feed Mill, Lacombe, Louisiana, 1/13/22 burns down. Again on 1/31/22, Winston-Salem fertilizer plant burns down. 2/3, which would be February 2nd, 22, Wisconsin River Meats burns down. Percy Dairy Farm burns down. Bonanza Meat Company burns down. Indiana Luis Dreyfus Soy Processing Plant burns down. Best View Farms burns down. Lincoln Premier Poultry burns down. All of this happened during the pandemic. Folks, wake up to what's going on.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.